I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
This day in labor history, the year was 1936. That was the day that the U.S. Congress passed the Walsh-Healy Public Contracts Act. The bill had been proposed by the Secretary of Labor, Francis Perkins. The act was part of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal effort to combat the ravages of the Great Depression. The year before, the President and Secretary Perkins had faced a major setback in their New Deal policies. The Supreme Court had declared the National Industrial Recovery Act, part of the recovery plan, unconstitutional. The President and his team went back to the drawing board to develop new strategies. Secretary Perkins told the president, quote, I've got two bills locked in the lower left-hand drawer of my desk against an emergency. One of those bills became Walsh-Healy. The act declared that any manufacturer with a contract of more than $10,000 with the U.S. government for goods or supplies had to abide by certain rules. They had to pay the prevailing minimum wage. They had to allow their employees to work an 8-hour workday and a 40-hour work week. They could not hire boys under the age of 16 or girls under the age of 18. Companies could not use prison labor, and the companies had to provide a safe and healthy workplace. This New Deal Act stood up under the scrutiny of the courts. Even more importantly, the act was a precursor to the Fair Labor Standards Act. The Fair Labor Standards Act was passed the next year, providing many of these same provisions to the general workforce. The Walsh-Healy Act remains in effect today, protecting workers who are employed by companies that manufacture goods for the U.S. government. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.